Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
My God, praise God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He did it all for us. He made a way for us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He did it all for us. I'm glad he did it for me. I'm glad he died. Amen. Amen. And is risen and sitting right now on the right-hand side of Father God making intercessions for me. I'm glad, amen, that he loved us enough, amen, to suffer for us. Amen. And I want to ask a question. Do we love him enough to suffer? The Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. So as we go on in life, amen, we know that we're going to go through things. Amen. But we know that we have a right now God that can do everything but fail. Amen. You can take your prayer request to him, and he will not turn you out. Oh, I praise him. I give him glory today because he's worthy to be praised. I lift him up. I love him. I love him. I love the Holy Ghost with all my heart, all my mind, all my strength, all my might, all the power that's in me. I give it over to God and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And his son, Jesus Christ, so that they can use me whatever way they want to use me. Amen. The psalmist said, if I made my bed in hell, he knew that God would be there. That's the way I am. Wherever God wants me to be or wherever he put me or whatever situation that goes on in my life, God can do it. He can move. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He can work it out for me. Amen. And he'll be right there in the midst of my circumstances. Oh, praise God. Amen. Circumstances and troubles that we go through are for experiences. Amen. It draws you closer to God. Amen. And it should. Amen. A lot of us want to turn away from him, but they don't know in a day's time what God have to do in the heavens. Amen. Concerning our lives down here on earth. Oh, I bind up the devil today, and I praise God. Amen. Lucifer, in Jesus' name, I ask God to bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I made it just in time. I got out of this just in time. God delivered me just in time. He turned things around just in time. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this.
Some of us are seeking role models and seeking them in all the wrong places, trying to do all the wrong things. But I suggest to you today that you find yourself a role model like mine. Listen. I'm not trying to be like any other woman. I know there ain't nothing she can do for me. I don't wanna be like mine. I wanna be like Jesus Christ. I wanna be like him. Up praise so I can walk
just like him.
Just like Jesus.
Just like him.
God, thank you, Jesus. I want to be just like Jesus. Oh, I give him praise today. I yield myself to you. Hallelujah. I want to be just like you in the beauty of holiness. I want to have that joy, amen, hallelujah, that surpasses all understanding, and that peace that surpasses all understanding, and that hope, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that only you can give. I want to be just like you, amen, as I yield my members, amen. I want the Holy Ghost to take control, amen, hallelujah, because I've been bought with a price. I want to do things that are right. I want to make the right decisions. I want to serve you, God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in the beauty of holiness. I want to, amen, love your people. I want to, amen, have that agape love for your people. I want to have a repentance heart, amen. I want to have that joy, amen. I want to walk in holiness. I want to live in holiness. I want to talk, amen, just like holy people supposed to talk, not in the flesh and doing everything and trying to be seen, amen, so that people can say that, oh, she's all that in a bag of chips, or, oh, he's all that in a bag of chips. But I want to be just like Jesus, amen. As I travel through this, amen, journey in life, I want God to be seen in me, and I want little of me to be seen. I don't want to be one that's out there doing everything and trying to make a name, but I want God to get the glory. I yield to the Father, amen, today, in a repentance heart. I repent for every thought, everything, that I have done, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I haven't done. Lord God, I'm just repenting, amen, ahead of time, because hallelujah, I want to be just like Job. Job was the preacher man that always repented for himself and his family, because in a day's time, you never know where you're going to think something wrong or do something wrong. But when you repent, amen, hallelujah, God is able to come back in. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I ask your forgiveness, amen. I ask that you would forgive, amen, those, amen, that have trespassed against you, God. I ask, Lord God, forgiveness for your people as well as my children and as well as the saints. I want to be like Jesus Christ. I want to have all the attributes, the fruit of the Spirit. I want to be able to, amen, be identified in a crowd, amen, as Christ-like. Not as a woman that goes out there, amen, as an aged woman that goes out there and do everything and want to hang with the young women and talk all kind of unseemly things. But I want to worship God. I want to praise God. Hallelujah. I want to magnify God. I want to give him glory because he's worthy to be praised. I thank him. I can't thank him enough. Oh, I praise him and I bless his holy name because he's worthy to be praised. God can do anything but fail. You know, I'm sold out on that. I say it every day. Amen. And I'm sold out on it. When you have been blood bought, amen, washed in the blood and purified with his cleansing blood, amen, all you want to speak is that which is truth. I mean, I've been in his presence. I know my Lord and Savior. I know the joy that he can give those that are seeking joy and peace, amen, from a troubled world, a world that's predestined for failure, amen, because, amen, if it wasn't, how would we get the new heaven and the new earth? How would we get the new Jerusalem? How would we obtain anything if this, amen, this earth would still be intact, amen, to do the things that it's doing? It's a predestined to be, amen, destroyed. It's predestined to go through much because of the sinful nature, amen, that we have done down here on earth. We have killed more people, and there's been more blood shed on this earth than you can even imagine. When Cain, amen, had slew Abel, one of the things that God had did, he told Cain, he said, I hear Abel's blood crying out from the ground. Amen. And we have killed up and been killed by, amen, so many people. A lot of us have died, amen, and were innocent. Amen. And those that didn't die in an innocent state, it still shouldn't have been that way because God was the and is the only one that should be able to control the death and life, amen, in us. And that's why Jesus came. He said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Those that have been murdered and have been literally abused, Jesus has stepped in, amen, and took that sting, amen, away. That was a young man here that's in the state where I live. He has a court case against him that found his wife and her two children, their two children, strangled to death. And not only did he strangle them, but he literally turned around and put alcohol and drugs in their bodies, in essence, to cover up his sin. I'm telling you, saints, the wages of sin is death. And that man needs to repent right now and get his life back. Or get it together with God, because I don't think he ever had it. One of the things and reasons why he killed his wife was because he wanted to marry his lover. My God, what would provoke you into doing something like that when you could have gotten a divorce? When you could have gotten a divorce? That's why I say I want to be like him. If I don't have the attributes of the devil, then I can't do the things of the devil. That's why I repent. I can't stand this devil that try to bring thoughts to the mind and causes people to do wickedness, amen, and causes people to do things that they shouldn't do. Oh, yes, I repent, I repent, I repent, I repent, I repent, I repent, I repent. I don't want to be like nobody but Jesus. I want to show you love. I want to have that agape love. Amen. I want to be able to go in your presence, amen, and show you that God, amen, is God, and speak things and words of truth. I want to speak his word. For the Bible said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God." Not only are you sinning against God, but you're sinning against your own personal soul. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody today. I want to be just like him. You know, we always take the Lord's Supper, and I do that as often as we come together. In the Bible, amen, clearly states Paul had given the reasons to Corinthians, amen, why they should take the Lord's Supper, amen, and what they should do, amen, as remembrance, amen, of Jesus Christ's death, burial, resurrection, amen, and his coming. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So if you have your bread, we can go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 24. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Chapter 24 and 25. And we'll start at 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. If you have your bread, you can take it now. Praise God. And then the 5th verse, it states, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you, Amoshada, as often as you drink it, thank you, Jesus, in remembrance of me. Amen. If you have your grape juice, you can take it now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this.
Word of God, let it to my face, keep forgetting. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It's already done, saints. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. All you have to do is believe it. Amen. We have been praying. Amen. We've been doing corporate prayer. Amen. We have prayed and stood in the gap for the body of Christ. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Just like God had told Daniel, he heard him the first day he prayed. Amen. But the prince of Persia had withstood them, and God had to break through, amen, and destroy the works of the prince of Persia, amen, so that Daniel could get, amen, his answer. Oh, it's already done, saints, and amen, as we begin to praise and lift him up and glorify him, thank him, hallelujah, for what he has done for us, amen. Then and only then will we see a change. Amen. We need to just worship him. We need to thank him. We need to bless him. We need to appreciate him for being God, amen, for fixing it for us, amen. We're living in the last days, and Christ is soon to come, amen. And there's so much wickedness going on, as I said earlier, amen, that if God won't fix it, amen, if God don't fix it, it cannot be fixed. If God don't turn a situation around, it cannot be turned around. So many of us having problems with our jobs and our homes and marriages and children, praise God, amen, and it seems like the enemy is literally trying to overwhelm us. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm telling you, it ain't nothing that God don't see, and it ain't nothing that he don't know, and it ain't nothing that, amen, he cannot resolve. There is nothing in the world that God cannot resolve. Wouldn't it be funny if a God that created the heavens and earth wouldn't know how to control what he created, wouldn't know how to fix what he created? The enemy, Satan, is the one that causes all of these problems, that causes all of these issues in our lives. But it's already done. Thank you, Jesus. If you confess it and believe it, amen, and stand up on what you believe and say, thank you, Father, for hearing my petition. Oh, thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I came and repented, amen, because I didn't mean to do those things. I didn't mean to act that way. I ask your forgiveness, amen, because I can't sometimes can't control the things and the actions that goes on in my life. But God, you being sovereign, amen, all-knowing and all-seeing God, you can take and work it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's already done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just exalt him today, and we praise and bless his holy name. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's time for us to stand in the gap for one another. When you can take your focus off of what you're going through and begin to focus on other people's situations in life, amen, that's a blessing coming your way. Amen. Sometimes we are so caught up in our own emotions and our own will and our own desires that we don't care about nobody else and what's going on around us. But I'm very sensitive to the surroundings. That's why God, Alyoshana, has told me to pray for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This is corporate prayer. Amen. And we are destroying the works of the enemy. For the Bible said in 108, oh God, thank you, Jesus, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, parsley and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee. Oh my God, I yield to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, amongst the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. For thy mercy is great above the heavens. Thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Oh, praise your name. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Elohim, I love you so much. Jehovah, I praise you so much. Thank you, Jesus, that thy beloved may be delivered. Thank you, Jesus. Save with thy right hand and answer me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Sukkot. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Gilead is mine. A Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Judah is my lawgiver. Thank you, Jesus. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Thank you, Jesus. Will not thou, O God, who hath cast us off? And will not thou, O God, go forth with our host? Thank you, Jesus. Give us help from trouble. From vain is the help of man. O God, I give you glory today. Through God we shall do valiantly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Do you hear what he say? Do you hear what the psalmist said? For he shall tread down our enemies. God shall tread down Satan when he come in with all kind of thoughts in your mind. When he come in with all kind of adulterous acts, all kind of homosexual, amen, demons that try to come in and plague your life. God will overthrow the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. I worship you, Lord God. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. I want you to listen to this. Amen. And then we'll go, amen, a little bit further. Hallelujah.
Come on, clap your hands. Let's give God some praise for the things he's done. Everything that happened to me, God.
Thank you.
Praise the name of Jesus. Sing, hallelujah, song of praise. God did it, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I give him glory today. Oh, it's prayer time, prayer time. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I ask God to move Lucifer all of the way. He come no level, son, no level, fire. I yield to your Holy Spirit. I'm not no longer my own. I've been bought with a price. And I want to serve you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I want to sing praises to you and glorify your name today. And thank you for your marvelous works. And hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, how you move with your right hand and how you brought holiness into the kingdom of your, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, your people, hallelujah, being Christians, hallelujah, holiness without no man shall see the king. But Lord God, you're so holy. Even our son, our Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for your holiness. With your right arm, it brings forth the victory, God. And we thank you for the victory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care if you're having warfare in your mind. I don't care if you're having warfare in your physical body. I don't care if you're having warfare on your jobs. Everything got to line up with the will of God because he's holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we should make a joyful noise unto the Lord and sing praises unto our Lord and glorify his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, to move by your spirit. Oh, praise the name of the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Lord God, we bind up these old hindrance demons in the name of Jesus. Let God reign. Hallelujah today. Hallelujah. Lord God, as I pray, God, I'm also praising you. As I pray, God, for your people, I'm also worshiping you, God. Oh, God, because you're worthy to be praised. And you're worthy to be glorified. And you're worthy of the Lord, Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. I bind the principalities today and their powers. Governmental demons, those cherubims and seraphims. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. These oppressed demons that govern territories. And hallelujah, shine the Lord, Messiah. And that are over nations and states and cities and towns, municipalities. I bind up those demons that try to control the world and its affairs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bind up every demon that want to fight against God and his will today. You are a defeated soul. I give God the glory, all the honor and all the praise today. Move by your spirit, God. I'm asking you to touch, Lord God. Lord God, bring success for your people today. Healing and deliverance for your people today. Bring forth restoration today. Bring forth your joy today. Now, God, no matter what they're going through, speak peace to their minds, God. Let them know that I'm no Lobo son, no Lobo Saga. Lucifer is a defeated soul. He was defeated at Calvary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He ain't nothing but a stone bearer. Hallelujah. But has no power. Oh, I praise God today. God told me to humiliate him, to bring him to an open show, and let the nations know that God can do everything but fail. Oh, I praise God today, and I exalt him, King of King and Lord of Lord. I worship you, Lord God, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I yield to you, God. I yield to you, God, as a broken woman, broken in spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And ready to do the will of the Father. Oh, praise God. There's none like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The creator of everything. The creator of mankind. That put man's eyes in their socket. That placed the ears where they needed to be. Oh, my God. I thank you, Jesus. that put the mouth, God, where it needed to be. Because, Lord God, you so infinite in your powers. Lord God, you're the greatest scientist, and you're the greatest mathematician. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're the greatest geologist. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. You're the greatest Hallelujah, I'm the greatest. Because, Lord God, there's none like you, God. You can do everything but fail. I bind you, Satan, up in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you're the greatest. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You're the greatest lawyer. Hallelujah, you're the greatest doctor. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And you're the most. And you can move by your spirit. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And destroy the works of Satan. Satan is nothing but a scumbag. He is a defeated foe. Jesus said he saw him as lightning fall to the power of the Son, fall down from heaven. That mean God has whooped you not only once, but a many times. Because God said, touch not his anointing or do his confident harm. I bind you up, Satan, today in the name of Jesus. I bind you up, Satan, all week long, all month long, and all year long. What a mighty God I serve, a God that can do everything but fail. I lift you up, Jesus. I'm asking to go into the hospital, God. Oh, God, in your Son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Will you heal those people that have cancer? Now, God, AIDS and sugar diabetes, TB, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And heart problems, God. Would you heal them, Holy Spirit? Would you move by your spirit? And love God, touch and turn them around. Somebody's child is sick. Maybe have birth defects. Born at the ocean of Osaya with all kind of conditions in their body. But God, you can heal them, God, and then turn around and use them for your glory. See, that's what I like about you, God. So many of them out there trying to commit abortions and trying to do everything they're big enough to do toward God's people and their children. But God said, all souls are healed. Even the child that was born, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, out of a mistake. A child that's been, hallelujah, born out of somebody being gang raped. The rape, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God is able to turn that issue around and make that child a child of honor, a child that will serve him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Somebody's going through a storm and seems like the storm is raging in their lives. But I plead, I speak to that storm and I command it to be sealed and I command peace to rise. Hallelujah, now, God, so that those people can understand that God, you are God of mercy, and you are God of grace, and you are God of truth, and you are God of compassion, and you are God that that love your people. So, God, I'm asking you to move by your spirit today. Now, God, heal your people in Jesus' name. Somebody's gone through financial difficulties. They're going through foreclosure, Lord God, but Lord God, before the foreclosure, amen, reaches last stage, Lord God, you can turn it around, Lord God, you can bring that valuable situation around overnight, God, and let the people around retain their homes. Lord God, somebody's going through a bad relationship. They didn't wait on you, Jesus. Lord God, they didn't think about the circumstances and the consequences. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm asking you, Lord God, to bring that woman out, amen, safe. Bring that man out safe. Don't let it be no murder, Lord God, or killing in the situation. Turn around before it's too late. I give you glory, God. All the honor and all my honorable son, all my 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 son. The Lord rebuke you. by your spirit. Bind up these satanic attacks. Well, God, these astral projections. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Where these witches and warlocks use young children and make all kind of sacrifices. Amen. And cause these people to go in and fly and do wickedness to God's people. God's setting traps. I bind you up, witch and warlock, in the name of Jesus. I bind you up, magic and astrology and all these old astronomical demons. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Zeus and Hercules and all these old demons that people call as being gods. There ain't nobody that can take God's place. There ain't but one God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And his name is Adonai Elohim. His name is Jah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His name is Jehovah. His name is righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a prevailing God, a God of justice and truth. Move by your spirit, God, and bind up these demonic oppressions. Bind up the spirit of lust. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bind that old demonic spirit up. In Jesus' name, I bind up the lying demons. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bind up the fear demons. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bind up adultery demons and fornication demons and all these old covetous demons. All of these old jealousy demons. All of these old envious demons. In the name of Jesus, I bind up all these old idol worships that make sacrifices of their children. That did things, amen, Messiah. I bind up incest in the name of Jesus. I bind up drug demons. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Crack or anything, alcoholic, hellion, I bind up every kind of masturbating spirit and every spirit of poverty. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You take your flight in the name of Jesus. I cast your works into the abyss in the name of Jesus. I bind up racial prejudice demons and all these old freeway demons and all these old tormenting demons. Hallelujah, I bind up the wicked hand demon and all these old fermented demons, all these old tormenting demons that want to torment your mind. There ain't one but one God, one faith and one baptism. I speak to your mind, people, and I command your mind to line up with the will of God. Let this mind be in you as it is also in Christ Jesus. Your mind needs to line up with the will of God. I bind up homosexuality demons and these old suicide demons and these old mental illness demons and these old depression demons. I bind up every Hittite and sorcery demons, every warlock demons, every famine demons, and every thief demon in the name of Jesus. The Bible said no weapon formed against God's people shall prosper. You are a defeated foe, Lucifer. The Lord rebuke you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord rebuke you, and I give you glory for the deliverance, God. All the honor and all the praise. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, listen at this.
Come on, clap your hands. Let's get back. Thank you. Everything that happens to me, God.